From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Senate Democrats were able to push through legislation reshaping some parts of the nation's new health care law today, sending those changes back to the House for what is expected to be final approval. In a seldom-used procedure, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid had senators cast their votes from their desks, a procedure utilized for only the most significant measures. Reid praising the amendments to the bill, which cleared the Senate by a 56-43 vote.
We made it better by finally and fully closing the donut hole, by further reducing the deficit by a lot of money, by giving even more tax relief to middle-class families. There are so many things in this wonderful piece of legislation.
The underlying health care bill was signed into law earlier this week. Speaking on behalf of the legislation today in Iowa City, Iowa, President Obama said foes of health care reform are engaging in what he called fear-mongering. There are dueling reactions from House lawmakers today regarding threatening messages some legislators have received in response to the new health care law. More from NPR's Audie Cornish.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that freedom of expression should be encouraged, but condemned the incidents and called on fellow lawmakers to be clear in rejecting them as well. But Virginia Republican Eric Cantor criticized Democrats who are making the threats they've received public.
Such letters, statements, and press releases can very easily fan the flames. By ratcheting up the rhetoric, some will only inflame these situations to dangerous levels.
Cantor says that a bullet went through the window of his campaign office in Richmond. More than 10 lawmakers have reported threatening or intimidating letters, emails, and phone calls, and one reported bricks thrown through her district office windows. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The number of newly unemployed workers applying for jobless benefits fell again last week. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, it's another sign of the ever-so-gradual improvement in the job market.
The drop in first-time claims was sharp, down 14,000 to a seasonally adjusted 442,000. Economists generally give more weight to a different figure, the four-week rolling average. It's not quite as volatile and gives a better sense of the underlying trends. And that number hit its lowest point since September 2008, when the financial crisis was at its worst. The number of people still receiving benefits, the so-called continuing claims, fell by 54,000. To 4.65 million in the week that ended March 13th. It marked another new low, the best showing since December 2008. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Upbeat earnings news from a major electronics retailer and a maker of cell phone chips helped to send blue chip stocks at one point up more than 100 points today, where things cooled considerably at the close. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up just 5 points to close at 10,841. The NASDAQ lost a point today. This is NPR. Attorneys for Japanese automaker Toyota are asking a panel of federal judges to consolidate more than 200 outstanding lawsuits against the company over sudden acceleration claims. Toyota attorneys appearing at a litigation hearing in San Diego today said all the cases should be combined and put before one judge in Los Angeles. The request comes as Toyota faces dozens of personal injury and wrongful death lawsuits. Nation's fourth-largest phone company, Denver-based Qwest, says it's asking for $350 million in economic stimulus money to expand broadband service to rural parts of the country. Qwest says it wants to build facilities that would serve more than 500,000 homes, schools, and businesses offering super-fast download speeds. The voice behind 16 Candles has died. Johnny Maestro recorded the song in 1958 with the Cress. He enjoyed renewed success in the 1960s and 70s with another top 10 band, the Brooklyn Bridge. Zoe Chase reports.
Happy birthday. Johnny Maestro was a doo-wop singer at heart his whole life. Born John Mastrangelo in Manhattan's Little Italy, he got his start singing in the New York subways. 16 candles. After the smash hit 16 Candles, Maestro sang with a few other doo-wop groups before he joined the Brooklyn Bridge in 1968. The group had its biggest hit with this song.
But it's the worst that could happen, to me.
Johnny Maestro died of cancer in Florida. He was 70 years old. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
And I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.